For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Welcome back to The Zone, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stroyenholmes. We're heading behind enemy lines and bringing on Murph from Raiders Fan Radio and Fan Sided. Murph, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm sure all of Kansas City is thrilled to hear a Raiders podcaster on the show, but I promise I'll do a better job in KC than Todd Blackledge and Elvis Gerback.
What do Raiders fans get on Black Friday? Is it like just black face paint, those spiky shoulder pads? Is it eyeliner to remember Derek Carr?
I just stick with the spike shoulder pads and the eye black in my office. That's it. I don't leave the house.
All right. Well, let's talk about the actual game instead of taking jabs at each other. The Chiefs head into Arrowhead West, which is Las Vegas, to face them. And the Raiders do have a lot of things going their way right now. They are 4-1 at home, but ever since they canned Josh McDaniels, which, again, I have zero idea how he ever got another opportunity, they've done way better with Antonio Pierce. They're playing for each other. The vibes are high. I get they've beaten some bad teams, but, again, they've actually beaten those teams. What are the Raiders looking like right now under Pierce compared to with McDaniels?
Yeah, you know, your term there, vibes are high, I think freaking, you know, explains it all of everything that not only the team is going through, but also the fan base has been energized. Antonio Pierce brings what it is to be a Raider to this football team, you know, through this process recently. And I've been a Raider fan since I was born. I've been around this planet a half a century. And, you know, one of the things that took me even this long to learn is that it takes a very unique individual to be a coach, because the Raiders are unique to themselves. And I think even Kansas City fan could acknowledge that the Raiders are very independent of what the rest of the league looks like. And when we ask a former player like Lincoln Kennedy about that, he says, you know, the only thing that the Raiders do like the rest of the league is play football. Everything else they do is different. So you can't bring in somebody like a Josh McDaniels and even Dave Ziegler to a certain extent and impart, you know, the Patriot way or any other types of way. You got to do things, you got to do Raider stuff the way the Raider stuff is meant to be done. And Antonio Pierce gets that. And the players get that. You know, when you listen to comments from a guy like Max Crosby, he'll tell you, like, this Raider thing is unique and it's different. I don't fit in everywhere in real life, just like, and so I, but I do fit in here. And so that's what this coach has brought to us, and we could be more fired up, and it's clearly showing on the play on the field as well.
Well, I want to talk about Max Crosby again, as we are behind Raider lines with Murph right here. Max Crosby is questionable for the game. What is his chances of suiting up? And not just Max Crosby, but Robert Spillane is questionable. Colton Miller, your offensive tackle, is questionable. And then Jack Jones, the cornerback, which, of course, you got from the Patriots. You know, the Patriots said no, he's kind of a head case. And the Raiders said, you know what, yeah, we'll take that on. Those four guys in particular, those guys are questionable. What are their chances of suiting up on Sunday?
I think pretty good for the defensive side of the ball. I mean, Max Crosby has, I mean, anybody that's familiar with his game knows that guy plays every snap. He goes hard every down. I mean, his motor is absolutely relentless. I out of the players that you just brought up, the one I'm most concerned about and I think we are as Raider Nation, is Colton Miller. I mean, clearly when Colton Miller he's off our best offensive lineman, and when he's not on the field, we struggle in the running game. And listen, your pass rush is legit, man. You got Karloftis is playing well. Chris Jones is being Chris Jones. Like, we got to slow down that pass rush, and especially even in the interior. And although Colton Miller plays the outside for us to tackle, he's kind of the cog in that line. And so we're really going to need a healthy Colton Miller, and I think we're going to get him back this week. And hopefully we're going to have everybody back and healthy. And we're going to need a full squad. Listen, I mean, you know, I can talk all the smack I want, but you know, at the end of the day, the Chiefs have had our number going back to just a couple years ago when you guys hung 48 on us, for crying out loud. I mean, so you know, the Raiders have a tall task. I think they're playing inspired football, and based on the two wins that we got against the New York teams and how well we did slowing down Miami, I think there's a shot. I think we got a better look at this game than we have in a minute, and so I'm looking forward to a pretty competitive football game. And again, it's going to start for us with the up front. It's going to start in the trenches on the offensive line and defensive line, for that matter.
Aiden O'Connell is fascinating to me because I look at him, I'm like, this guy's no. I'm just sitting here going, no. Like, why move on from Jimmy G? Is he better than Jimmy G? What does he bring to the table? Because again, he's playing some pretty solid football in his own right. He's starting to get a nice connection going once again with Devontae Adams. He's actually using his weapons. Hunter Renfrow is finally starting to get more involved, which I don't know why he was destined for purgatory just a few weeks ago. You know, Jacoby Myers, Mike Mayers, your tight end's actually a pretty solid player as well. You know, what does Aiden O'Connell bring to the table?
I think he brings that cool and you know, nature to him. You know, you don't see him really sweat a lot under pressure. You don't see him make forced decisions. You know, he's a young player and he's a fourth round guy. And so, you know, the speed of the NFL is the biggest thing that we're seeing that he needs to get caught up with. But that's true for most players and let alone a fourth rounder out of Purdue. So, but we did see him light it up quite a bit when he was in college. So he's got that ability once he gets up with the speed of the game. But I think it's just that. It's that processing. You know, we saw it in the latter part of Derek Carr's career. We saw it with Jimmy G when they would get under pressure, they get happy feet, they'd step into contact. You know, and Aiden O'Connell is not an elusive guy, and that's the other knock against him as well, is that, you know, he has trouble sometimes in the pocket and getting out. And when you watch him sometimes, you really want to see him have a little more escapability to him. But that was never part of his game. But anyways, but it looks different though than when we're watching Derek Carr, when we were watching Jimmy G, where they're just, I mean, they're literally pitter patter with their feet and then, you know, running into contact. So thankfully he brings that about him, is that he can stand confidently back there in the pocket, take a shot, deliver the ball downfield, and he's doing a good job of pressing the ball downfield more. And you know, it's still a little bit to get figured out on our end, being that we let go, you know, obviously letting go of Josh McDaniels and then also Mike Lombardi, basically the two guys that developed this offense, and we're calling these plays. So now we see the reemergence of Hunter Renfrow. We see Michael Mayer starting to get more involved. So is that because of the quarterback change, or is that because we're doing something so much different offensively? Like, some of those things are going to remain to be seen. I think all those questions are going to get answered for us this week. And frankly, you know, you guys have a lot of big games because you're the champs and you got targets on your back every week. This is the biggest game of the season for us. This game is going to define what the Raiders season is going to be in 2023. We're going to find out if we can run with the big dogs, and we're going to find out, you know, how inspired a football that this team can play.
Murph from Raiders Fan Radio is our guest right here on The Zone Sports Radio 810 WHB. With Antonio Pierce, it feels like he is fighting, and the players are fighting for him to get the terminology off of interim head coach and become the actual head coach long term. How much do you believe that he's actually the guy? I know you talked about him a little earlier on in this segment, but as far as him being the actual guy long term for the Raiders, is this in the realm of possibilities here?
I think so. I mean, you know, he's already proven. I mean, listen, we haven't seen a culture change like this, you know, certainly not within Raider Nation, but even I would even argue the NFL, maybe what Dan Campbell did with the Lions and that turnaround in terms of changing the culture of the locker room and the entire spirit of the organization. Antonio Pierce has done that. And so, but just by that alone, I think that he deserves a good look at having that interim tag taken off of his title. And you know, we're looking forward to seeing where he can take the team. I think he's going to – look, he's a young coach as well, right? So he's going to have have his challenges. We haven't seen him in some really critical game management situations yet. Last week he was criticized a little bit for kicking a lot of the field goals, and not kicking field goals and going for it on fourth downs, trying to score a touchdown to tie the game. But when his reasoning behind it was sound. Like, look, we're on the road. It's an early game against one of the best teams in the AFC. We're trying to get out of here. We're trying to tie the game up, or we're trying to, you know, take the lead and get out of here and go home and not give them the ball back. So I kind of understand it. But anyways, bottom line, though, when he gets into those critical, you know, coaching situations, you know, clock management late in the game, things like that, we haven't seen him in those situations yet. So that's going to be something he's got left to prove. And then also offensively, being that he's a defensive guy, well, what happens to good offensive coordinators and coaches in the league? They get promoted and go on to be head coaches somewhere else. So we're going to have a constant cycle of offensive minds coming through the Raiders organization should we keep Antonio Pierce as a defensive coach. So there are a couple of things out there that are challenging, but I'm with it. All of Raider Nation is behind this guy. It's been a long time since we felt unified as a fan base. I mean, Lord have mercy, we all got sick of arguing about Derek Carr for 90 freaking years. So it's kind of nice to... You know, it's kind of nice to be now where we're all pulling the same rope and all rooting for the same guy.
So the Chiefs' defense is elite when it comes to stopping pass catchers, when they're just stopping opposing quarterbacks. Because let's be real now, when you hold A.J. Brown to 8 yards, when you hold Tyreek Hill to, 60, when you lock up Justin Jefferson before that injury, you are incredible. Looking at just some numbers right here, the Chiefs' defense is basically third, second, first, fourth, and so many statistics when it comes to stopping the pass. But against against rushing attacks, they're middle of the pack, right? They get 4.5 yards per rush, which is 28th in the NFL. But according to opponents' rush yards per game, they're 18th. They're a little bit better in the red zone when it comes to stopping the run. But Josh Jacobs has been very inefficient this year, right? You look at 661 yards, you're like, wow, that's pretty good, right? But on 200 carries, that's 3.3 yards a rush. How ineffective? What do you take away? Where is Josh Jacobs at this point in his career?
You know, that's a great question, and that's something that, you know, looking at, when you look at his statistics through the course of his career, he had a pretty good year his rookie year, then he fell off a little bit years two and three, and then, you know, then he comes back and, you know, he leads the league in rushing, and because of that little bit of inconsistency, that's why the team doesn't pick up his fifth-year option. So, you know, so here we are with Josh having a little bit of inconsistency to his game this year. But that said, as I talked about with Colton Miller, it's literally that important to us to have Colton Miller in the lineup to get Josh going, because when Colton's in the game, Josh seems to be a heck of a lot more productive. And so, you know, being that you guys are, which I think is by design from the way that I understand it, that you guys typically will kind of, you know, look, you want to try to grind us out and run the football, go ahead, because we're just going to hang 30 up anyways. So, you know, so I think that might be by design a little bit. But if that's the case, but that's where we're strong. So we've got to take advantage of that. You know, we've got to try to, you know, see if we can't get some chunk plays in the running game and then hopefully get some play action going. And, you know, I know we got a big test, you know, in your defensive backfield with McDuffie and Snead over there, so that's going to be a challenge. So maybe, you know, even work the middle of the field for us with Renfro and Mayer, but it's all going to hinge around our offensive line and that running game, as you mentioned. And so we need Josh Jacobs to be the league leading rusher that we know he can be. We're pretty confident. Of course, again, I'm my silver and black heart pumps silver and black blood, and I can be delusional. So I think we got a shot. But
something like a medical issue. I'm not going to lie, Murph. That sounds like a medical issue.
Well, you know what? This is pretty much being a Raider fan is a medical issue. That's 100% true.
I want to talk a little bit more about Devontae Adams, Jacoby Meyer, and just your weapons a little bit more here, because again, the Chiefs have been so good shutting those guys down. You know, everyone always says, yeah, well, A.J. Brown's different. Oh, yeah, well, Tyreek Hill's different. But they lock those guys up. Now, I do think Devontae Adams, again, is different, but how will he step up? Who do you expect to step up from the offensive weapons, not Josh Jacobs, but wide receiver-wise for the Raiders in this game?
I think this is Hunter Renfro's, I don't want to call it a breakout game, because, I mean, he's been on the map for a while, but you talked about the only person that could stop Hunter Renfro was Josh McDaniels, you know, and so... being that he's now starting to reemerge, we love Coach Pierce is calling him Crazy Legs. You know, the thing that Hunter does well, and the thing that clashed against the Josh McDaniels system, is that he's a very improvisational route runner. He does some wild stuff out there when you watch him. And under John Gruden's system, it would be, okay, you got to get to this spot. Now, how you get to that spot, knock yourself out, Hunter. Just go do Hunter stuff, but get to that spot so Derek can get the ball to you. And that's what happened. And at one point, you know, the guy had 103 catches for us and was our leading receiver. So, you know, we know Hunter Renfrow can be successful in an offense. But in the Josh McDaniels system, it was, you got to run it this very specific way. Well, when you try to handcuff your guy, then you try to stuff him into a box that he isn't going to be successful at, then, you know, the overall success suffered. So, anyway, so Hunter Renfrow, as you mentioned, I mean, he disappeared. I mean, he was gone from this offense, just like we didn't see Michael Mayer have any impact with a guy that we moved up to get in the second round and then don't feature him in the offense. And meanwhile, Sam Laporta, you know, lighting the league up at tight end. So it was so confusing to us on why it was going this way. So to answer your question, you know, that's the guy that's going to get loose. I mean, Hunter Renfrow, because now Pierce is letting him just be who he is. And, you know, I think with having guys like Devontae and Jacoby Myers and even a Trey Tucker, who's a rookie out of Cincinnati, if your Chiefs fans aren't familiar with Trey, you will be on Sunday. He's going to get involved in this offense. He's a shorter guy, but he can fly. And so those guys are going to be pushing your defensive backs downfield, and that's going to allow Hunter and Michael Mayer to work down low. And so I think that we're going to see a lot at a Hunter Renfrow. I expect a big day out of him.
Murph from Raiders Fan Radio joining us right now, the Zone Sports Radio 810 WHB. You talked about the offense here. Give us an X factor on defense. Who do you think needs to step up for the Raiders against Kansas City to have any sort of shot?
Well, I guess it's got to be, you know, the X factor for our defense, the guy that's, and Antonio Pierce even said, the guy that we're, if I had to build a football team around him, I would start with this guy, and he was talking about Bob Spillane. And Bob Spillane is playing incredibly inspired football. He's creating turnovers. He's picking the ball off. He's doing things that we haven't seen a middle linebacker for the Raiders do, going all the way back to, you know, Kirk Morrison in 2006. I mean, it's been a long, long time. But, you know, whoever, I would say this, but ultimately, though, that's picking a player. But outside of that, whoever is covering Travis Kelce, do that. Like, that's the most important guy on our defense every freaking play, because we know, we've seen Travis Kelce have, like, you know, four receptions for four touchdowns and 25 yards against us. You know what I mean? Like, it's like every time you look up in the red zone, Travis Kelce's wide open. I'm like, what are we doing? And so whether that's Nate Hobbs or whether that's, you know, Spillane, whoever it is, it's got to come down. And I expect it's probably going to be Nate Hobbs. Nate Hobbs for us is a slot corner that's a bigger guy and can, you know, cover and run with any tight end in the league. So I imagine it's going to be number 39, so look for him. But that's it. That's it for us, man. We've got to slow down Travis Kelce because he just absolutely murders us.
All right, Murph.
You know, like Jamal Charles used to get. Remember that game with Jamal Charles? It had, like, freaking, you know, four screenplays.
Do I remember? Remember, Murph. Come on, that's all we had back then. It was just the Jamal show.
Terrible.
All right, Murph, before I let you go here, score prediction, what do you got? Let's see how delusional you are.
Well, I joked around the other day when you and I talked at Arrowhead Addict Podcast. I said 40-3 Raiders and was being silly. But in all actuality, I expect a close game. It's going to be a one-score game, and I'm going to take the Raiders in a close one. So let's go Raiders 27-24.
Oh, man. He is delusional, Kyle. I mean, you hear this guy? You hear this guy? 27 points against the Chiefs defense.
The Chiefs defense has not given up more than 24.
Yeah, you're only going to get 23 against us.
Hey, Murph, you want to do a little friendly bet on this one?
Yes.
Because if the Chiefs give up 20, what do you want to bet on this one? Can we bet on air, Kyle? We're not money, of course, because we're not crossing state lines, okay? The feds calm down. We'll bet something good on this. maybe some bourbon or something like that.
100%, absolutely.
Oh man,
yeah. We'll swap out a bottle of booze.
Oh, there we go.
I'll send you some Las Vegas vodka.
Oh no! Come on, no! Vodka over here. We're going bourbon. Of course it would be. What are you doing? Walking around with vodka? You're gonna hurt someone?
Something that would be from Vegas, like a distillery from Vegas.
Okay, fine.
We'll try to keep it regional.
We'll keep it regional.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll send you a bottle of Woodson Whiskey. Shout out Charles Woodson and Woodson Whiskey. I'll send you a bottle of Woodson Whiskey.
There we go, Murph. There we go. By the way, what do Raiders fans get on Black Friday? Like Shanks or...
No, we've already got all that stuff in-house. Yeah, we've already got that. We're already loaded up. Our arsenals are already loaded.
You're already loaded. Those little maces.
Most of us have ankle trackers on anyways and can't leave our house.
Murph, make sure y'all follow him on Twitter. He's a really good Raiders fan. _Murph. Again, Raiders Fan Radio. Make sure you check it out. Proud partner of FanSided and Just Blog, baby. Murph, really do appreciate it, man.
No, I appreciate you, brother, man. Have a good one, and we'll talk to you after Sunday.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.